to go to your phone calls, one after the other, in the last 30 minutes of the show. Right now, I'm going to go over the news and break down a couple key points of where this police state is going. In this revolution, it is important that we keep our heads about us. It is important that we not get sucked into violence, because the establishment wants that. And it is essential in what they're doing that they divide the left and right, black and white, and down so many other lines. Man from woman, liberal from conservative, libertarian from socialist. And we can all agree to disagree. The issue is we're being looted and robbed by offshore banks. Big government is their tool to extract our wealth and to use regulations to shut down their competition and to empower their select corporations. And the Democratic leadership is running around all over television and the media saying that anyone that protests health care is a racist and is a criminal and is a terrorist. And they're now canceling their town halls, saying it's too dangerous. So the message is, we're terrorists. And that's all over the news. AP reports healthcare outburst foreshadow a hot August. Loud outburst, hot tempers, and pleas for civility at town hall meetings around the country Saturday foreshadowed a long, hot August for Democratic lawmakers returning home face resistance to proposals to reform the nation's costly healthcare system. This is another hoax by the AP. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I've probably seen 20 videos the last 2 weeks, and I'm not even looking for them. I mean, it's more than that. I saw 4 or 5 last night in my inbox. I sent them to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson and Steve, but they're so busy, I don't even know if they posted them all. It's everywhere, of Republicans being booed off the stage. I've seen 3 videos of Cornyn being booed. I've seen videos of Hebe Ellie Hutchinson being booed. I've seen videos of Governor Perry being booed. That's just where I live in Austin, Texas. Now, Democrats go out. Lloyd Doggett goes out and gets booed. He mailed letters to his constituents. That's who was there. The whole crowd, you can see the crowd in the video. Maybe 9 out of 10 are booing him and yelling at him. There is like 10% looking puffy going, stop it. And they turn around and face the crowd with Doggett. Stop it, stop it. Or it may be his staffers. But the point is, the people are mad. Everybody knows that. You're mad. I'm mad. This claim that none of us are mad and it's all staged, that's targeting sheeple. Because sheeple only go off what the rest of the herd, the rest of the lemmings are doing. And so when they see people waking up and getting angry and talking about ending the Fed and fighting the New World Order, which is now the big buzz, they can't set the agenda anymore. They can't just make it about whatever they want. They can't just make it about, you know, it's racist to talk bad about Obama, or it's racist to not be for the gun control bills. I mean, for 6-7 months, they've been saying the bills don't exist, and then people found all the bills and found out it was true. Vicious anti-Second Amendment. So that blew up in their face. What's happened is this administration came in with a bunch of former Clinton and Bush people, lied more than Bush or Clinton ever did. It's hard to believe Obama's even worse than both those jokers. I mean, this guy really is a con artist. He really is punking everybody. But he's a puppet himself. So his approval rating's gone from the mid-80s to the mid-40s now. It's dropping like a rock, just boom, every week. And they're panicking. And people are mad. I mean, all these bills, cap and trade, socialist health care, they tried to pass it in the House without a vote. But then the session ended, and the new talking point is, oh, there's not even a health care bill to debate. Yeah, because it's gone back to conference, but we have what the bill said. We've gone over it. So, well, the big issue is, how are they going to hit and attack those of us that want liberty and freedom and are exposing them? And how should we respond to that and deal with that? And what should we expect to see in the next few months? Because the country is going into revolution. We're in the beginning stages right now. The establishment is going to move to block it. I can tell you the different tactics they're going to use. I don't know exactly how they're going to use them.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm breaking down the fact that we're now in the beginning stages of revolution. We're now in it. It's now here. There's no doubt. All the indicators, all the points of data are there. The establishment knew. Oh, this is so essential. The establishment knew all of this was coming, has been pre-positioning, preparing, building what is at least $1 trillion-plus infrastructure, the entire homeland security, it's more than a trillion, actually. The defense budget is over $1 trillion a year, but they're focusing much of the homeland security, Department of Defense infrastructure into suppressing the United States. In fact, I saw a cartoon this weekend, meant to send it to you guys. I forget where I saw it. And it showed a map of the United States with Canada and Mexico to the north and south with giant artillery cannons swung around on the borders, all aiming into the country. Fortress America, I believe, was the headline. It was a big cartoon for a newspaper. So I just see so much great stuff. But the point is that it shows all the cannons, none of them swung out, they're all swung in. But see, that's what Homeland Security and this new Pentagon system is worldwide. They're not just exporting weapons and systems now, they're exporting how governments suppress their people and how to build the biometric national ID card grids, how to federalize local police, how to put in this MIT-designed face-scanning camera, license plate scanning system like Eagle Eye, that movie. People kept saying, watch Eagle Eye, watch Eagle Eye. I bought it, watched it when I jogged this weekend on the treadmill in two parts, and that is exactly the surveillance isn't that level yet, but it's probably 60% of that. And they're trying to wire everything in to these new grids so that it can be that bad. But it's not going to be some computer like the HAL 9000 going after people. It's going to be humans in control of those AI systems where just a few people, a very small group, because they write about this and talk about this, can implement giant operations, whole wars, Operation Guillotine. I told you this long before I saw the movie Eagle Eye. Operation Guillotine is a real operation. That's what's so crazy about this movie. But it's a Pentagon plan to decapitate governments worldwide in a matter of minutes. When I've seen in congressional documents, it's called, they reference Pentagon plans to decapitate multiple world leaders simultaneously. And decapitate is guillotine. So, and that's what Homeland Security is. It puts America in a decapitator. It puts all the governors, the senators, the House members, the legislative key members. I mean, this is admitted in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They publicly have put the government in a guillotine, and they're transferring the power to corporate entities and mercenary entities. Remind me to cover the Blackwater. It's so horrible. I kind of mentally blocked it out for a week now and haven't really covered it properly because I've just been researching it, and it's just got... They're operating all around us. I mean, these people are literally out of the bowels of hell. And it's a macho culture where they're into one-upping each other on how evil they are. Whew, man, look out. It's easy to be evil, fools. It's hard to be good. You read about what they do to those Iraqi children. What they do back home with their wives. Of course, Mr. Prince's wife died young, didn't she? But hey, Henry VIII, what do you do? You see, it's a synthesis. The most evil people are competing with each other for the power, so you get the most horrible mutation of evil in power. You understand that, folks? That's what's bad about corruption. It isn't cute. Yeah, more and more I realize any form of corruption is bad. Any form of evil is bad. And I'm not on some high horse. I'm not perfect. But now I understand. You know, they bring you up to think that evil and corruption is like cute and funny and the devil's fun. He's got good-looking girls with him. That isn't the case, folks. The devil wants your butt dead, deader than a hammer. If you don't believe in the devil, it's a spirit, it's an idea, it's manifesting through human beings. The devil likes burning cities and dead babies. The devil likes the stench of rotten flesh. The devil likes terror in innocence. And we have conjured it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what all these TV shows, fantasizing about torturing people's kids, millions of Americans and Europeans watching it, fantasizing, going into role-playing mentally, your subconscious is taking that on as real. When you watch movies like Hostel, and you watch movies like The Saw, and all of this, and the good guy tortures people to show them that they deserve it. You see, this is psych warfare programming, and you have now become a monster. So, we're now seeing that they tried to poison us intellectually and spiritually so we'd be weak. I love the parable of, if you can't understand it, for some of you out there on fluoride and Prozac and who watch 5 hours of TV a day and can't even understand me, go rent the movie Pinocchio. It's a Walt Disney special. The New York Times will quote me as saying Pinocchio's real. That's not what I'm saying. It's an analogy. They'll build a straw man, but that's fine. It's what my enemies do. Pinocchio, they bring you in, they give you some beer, they give you a pool table, they tell you, yeah, knock some windows out, have some fun, and then you turn into jackasses, into donkeys, to then be loaded on a ship taken to a slave island. And then Monstro comes along and the rest is history, the whale. Almost symbolizing judgment. See, it was actually the judgment that actually, the destruction that actually allowed them to get out of the slave ship. Very, very deep. Big messages in that film. And after that, most of the messages are really destructive and bad. But you got the young kid, and Pinocchio, he's out for his first time, and the scam artists come over and go, huh, hello, come with me, my friend, see the world. And the weasel and the fox take him over to the, corrupt scam artist, gypsy guy at the carnival, and they use him. See, rebelling against his dad, he thought, oh, dad just didn't want me to have fun. He went from one bondage to bondage again. And that's how this really works. Because once you give in to the spirit of pettiness and mindlessness and corruption, and believe me, we all struggle against it every day, it now blinds you. It makes you weak. It sucks you into a very destructive culture. And you become a slave. Myself included. I end up here at the office making bad jokes. Not really dirty jokes, but, jokes about people and I'm even trying to stop that. I'm really trying to focus my mind on what I'm doing and how I'm behaving, and it's helping me become a better person and opening up my mind. And I said I was talking about revolution here. Revolution is an individual action. It happens inside. And you want to bring down the New World Order, stop fighting with your wife, even if they're wrong and in your face. It'll stop when you not giving in to them, not going along, not being cowed or dominated, but when you stop even playing along with it and lovingly stop it. Same thing with your husband. Same thing in this whole culture. And the establishment wants us fighting with each other. They want to eradicate the family. In hundreds of government textbooks we have that we've listed and covered and posted in articles at Infowars.com, like eco-science. I got the New York Times saying, children are bad for the earth, and thus families are bad. New York Times, Friday. I mean, this message is there. You're seeing it. You watch TV and read the newspaper. Everything that's good and decent is competition to them, because the good will stand up against them. So they know to have total consolidation of power. For power's sake, they've got to make you evil. They've got to put that their virus of evil into you so that you break down and so they can control you. I mean, this is, even if you're not a spiritual person, even if you don't believe in a creator or believe in these laws of the universe, they're real, folks. They're real. I mean, this is going on. They traffic in men's souls. They know what they're doing. And so they know we're on the edge of revolution, going into revolution, with people everywhere angry. City councils, county commissioners, water districts, school boards, they're all being screamed down. People are mad, period. They know criminals are running things. They're angry. They know no matter who they vote in, it only gets worse. It gets worse under Clinton, worse under Bush, worse under Obama. On and on and on and on. They know it's a scam. They're just now starting to figure out more details. They're starting to get informed. They're finding out a private bank owns the money supply and runs the country. They're getting angry. Look at how they tried to demonize Ron Paul a year and a half ago and said he's a terrorist, his supporters are terrorists, he's dangerous, he's a racist. But notice that failed, and so now they try to embrace him, but still demonizing the movement. They're going to fail demonizing the movement against the New World Order now and try to embrace it just enough to camouflage themselves. And they're doing that now. They're doing that now. But they also have people in their own system that actually are on our side that are trying any way they can to rebel. So something wonderful is happening. Something beautiful is happening. Something very, very serious is happening. Something massively historical is happening. And so I have no doubt these are the type of things they're going to do. They're going to have some shootings at these demonstrations. And then it'll end up being a mental patient who'd been in the army who they release. Guaranteed there'll be a hypnosis setup. I think that's in the cards. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's the kind of thing I look for. They're going to have more thugs beating people up. They may even hire. They got a lot of convicted felons who will go beat people up, get put in jail, and even take the rap for 50 grand under the table because they know they'll just get a few months in county. Well, I'm going to continue breaking down how they're going to counter us and then how we need to be ready to counter them when we get back on the other side. And then your phone call's coming up. And I'm going to play this video of them beating up an 87-year-old woman. And a lot more. Disaster Recovery CEO characterizes InfoWars as a group of crazies on flu pandemic.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Look, the revolution against tyranny is simple. Get out there, get active, get vocal. Go to the town hall meetings, go to county commissioner meetings, go to city council. Go get an Access TV show, get a radio show, start a newsletter, put flyers up. Doesn't have to be the flyers we tell you to put out. Just getting up off our butts, getting out there, getting involved, talking to neighbors. Let's say you're listening to me on AM and FM station or internet or satellite. Tell people at grocery stores. Tell people at red lights. I mean, if I'm listening to a show I like on a local station that carries my show, I roll the window down at red lights and go, hey, bro, how you doing? Some cool stuff on 90.1. Or I'll be driving into work on Sunday and I'll roll down the window almost every week now. I make myself do it. And it gets fun. You build these liberty muscles. And I go, hey, tune into 590 AM in about 45 minutes. you're going to hear something really interesting on there. Remember. And I just, you say it like it's fun, because it is fun, kicking the butt of the New World Order. And we start explaining to people, we start going to all the town halls, not even to demonstrate, but to go there to videotape and sit back. And it's like fishing. You're going to catch him shoving people and hitting people and making bribes. I've seen bribes. Every time I go down to the Capitol, it breaks into local news. There's so much corruption. They'll be in the halls going, 100, 200, 300, 400. That's your payment for your testimony. I'm like, I mean, it's like a movie. They're so corrupt. They're in the halls paying people off. They're that corrupt. Famous case. We played the video here of it. I mean, that's just me going around with a video camera, folks. Every time I go to the Capitol, something happens. Go to the Capitols. Go sign in. Go into the Capitol. Go sit outside their office. When they walk out, walk up and say, sir, please stop selling us out at the New World Order. Please audit the Fed. We know about the offshore banks. Go to the state houses. That's the revolution. What I keep saying week after week, month after month, year after year. But know then that the big revolution is the info war. You got to videotape. You got to get digital pen recorders as backup. You got to buy a $200 video camera. They're cheap. You can buy some decent ones for like $150 now that shoot pretty good video. You know, little cameras got an SD card. Just check the quality. Start using, you know, I use YouTube even though it censors and bad because it's the big site. YouTube is bigger than all video sites combined. So why am I there? Because that's where why did Bonnie and Clyde rob banks? Because that's where the money is. Why am I on YouTube? That's where the people are. And then we use that as a giant feeder to feed the thousands of other websites. You understand? So get active. For the first time today, go do a YouTube video. Figure it out. You don't know how to use a computer? Get your grandson over. Get your neighbor over. Pay the young guy next door. You're 79 years old, don't know how to use your computer other than emailing your grandkids. But you got the money to buy a new computer. Let's say the teenager comes over and says, well, your computer isn't good enough. Start paying the guy, the 18-year-old or 17-year-old or 15-year-old, $20 an hour once a day to set up the video cam and upload it to your YouTube channel. Or do it once a week. Just do it. Do it. And if 50 people see the video you do, a couple thousand of you do that, it's going to reach tens of thousands, and your video might be seen by a million people. You never know. It's the effort. It's getting in the game. I'll guarantee you this about boxing. If you go and join Golden Gloves when you're, 12 years old, and the first time you get knocked in the head, you give up, you're never going to become a good boxer, and you're certainly not going to be in good shape. But you keep going on, keep fighting. You're going to get better, even if you're not going to be exceptional. Same thing. First time you get on a bicycle, you're going to fall off, probably going to skin your knee, but 4 or 5, 10, 15, 20 tries maybe. It took me 15, 20 tries of falling off the bicycle. Took a couple weeks to get off the training wheels. But the issue is if you never got on the bike, I know this is simple. Beating the New World Order is like going out to a bicycle you never got on, and we're like a nation of adults that never got on the bicycle. And the media is saying, it's radical, it's terrorist to get on a bicycle, it's dangerous to go to a town hall, it's bad. See, they're also saying the town halls are dangerous and bad, and there we now discovered are provocateuring at these events because they want to scare kind of mainline timid people from, well, I was thinking about going and telling them what I thought, but those sound dangerous. Let me tell you what's dangerous. Dangerous is letting these foreign corporations that got private mercenary armies running things. Let me tell you what's dangerous. The New World Order is dangerous. Letting them put poison in the water to sterilize you, as they admit they're doing. I mean, think of the magnitude. They admit they're terraforming. They're creating the droughts. That's a lot more scary than going to some town hall where people are yelling and screaming. Go become an American. Become a free person. Not just an American. Everybody stands up to tyranny. Go become a human being. Instead of watching TV, they want you at your job and then watching your TV that brainwashes you and keeps you in line. Get up, get out in the streets, get involved, and that's how we're going to win this thing and expose the feds to the terrorists they are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Sean, Ronnie, Cody, Grant, and Eric. We'll at least get to those calls. I've been promising for days to cover this, so I will. And I'm going to cover more in the next few days about the revolution. You know, I can be here all positive saying everybody's waking up and people want to abolish the Fed. And last week, 75% wanted to abolish. A new poll came out, 81%. I mean, it's getting exciting right now. But I'm telling you, they're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat. But if we're aware of the rabbit coming out of the hat, the stage terror, whatever they're going to use to psychologically get us to all get scared and get back under the government's control, if we can preempt them by getting the word out about stage terror, stage crises, and catch them and videotape them, we've already caught them quite a few times the last week, staging fights, punching people in the nose, then telling the media that the anti-Obama people did it. A few more of these, they're cooked. See, that's the thing. People know their tricks now. And the people, the Tea Parties, are calling into radio and TV and going, hey, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. Or even if they're a Republican, they're saying, I'm mad at Republicans too. I am genuinely mad about this. And of course, we've gone over the health care bill repeatedly. I got to cover that some more this week. I mean, this thing is horrible. Look, they know Obama and the Republicans lie about everything. The jig is up. Before I go to your calls and get into this Blackwater thing, I haven't done a plug yet for the InfoWars.com secure online video bookstore shopping cart. It's got the Obama Deception, Endgame, Terror Storm. I don't know, we're adding new books and videos by other great authors every week. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of great videos and books. And now it's got to be over 40 T-shirts and ball caps and other things there, like the Gadsden flag. Talk about great gear. It's got Infowars.com on the back. Got a whole bunch of these in last week. We had sold out of them. And a whole bunch of, the Obama as the Joker. More of those came in. We sold out last week. More just came in. We've got an Obama fascism, Obama New World Order. In fact, I should run in there and grab one of them, come show folks on air. We've got Obama, Infowars.com, and on the back it says, in the Fed. Another version says, stop the criminal. Another version says, wake up before it's too late, Infowars.com. These T-shirts, I've never had a T-shirt anywhere near this hot. We also have the Gadsden flag T-shirt that people really like. I wore that when I played the part of the Joker, when I went out and talked to Austin Police. That's up on the Alex Jones channel. And that was all done to promote the contest we're having, and tomorrow I got to remember to collate a bunch of these videos and play them here. People all over Europe, the United States, Canada, they're in Walmarts. They're, which I didn't tell people to do, but only do legal stuff. They're everywhere putting up the Joker posters with Infowars.com under them. And we're going to, that runs through Friday. Send it to contests at Infowars.com after you put it up on YouTube. It's very, very exciting. I recommend you also upload it to another video site somewhere, but if you can't or don't have the time, that's fine. But they might, you know, erase it. They're erasing. They're very afraid of this Obama Joker image. And they say it's racist. They're taking it down. That's why I decided to have the contest, because they say it's racist. And if we let them start saying, hey, that Gadsden hat's racist, or, oh, you don't want to turn your guns in, that's racist. That's what they're doing now. Or, oh, you don't like a bologna sandwich, that's racist. What, you don't like Italians? I mean, it's becoming this crazy thing now where, I don't think I want Mexican food today. Oh, you don't like Mexicans. Or I don't think I want to go eat German food today. I had sauerkraut last night. Oh, you don't like Germans. I mean, it's a mental illness level of where you can't say or do anything. Actually, getting hungry thinking about Mexican food and German food now. They ought to have a German-Mexican fusion. That'd be the most baller restaurant ever, man. Can you imagine that? Anyways, it's a good idea. Somebody's going to open one now. But anyway, imagine some sauerkraut on some beef and cheese enchiladas. All right, side issue. Cuban food's almost like a cross between German and Spanish, but side issue. Had a lot of pork, a lot of potatoes, a lot of... Now I'm getting hungry here. Look, I got to get to your calls. The issue here is go to Infowars.com. Part of the revolution is also supporting other revolutionaries to get our republic back. We're revolting against the offshore banks that came in and took over our nation. So we're a counter-revolution, really. But the establishment sees us as a revolution. So that's really it. Be active. Every day, tell your email list, your friends, your family about good radio shows like this one. Spread the word. Get involved. Call Congress. You know, just and let them know, hey, we're not taking your flu shot. By the way, I got to say this. Dr. Dean Adell, who I've had on before, we're going to get him back on if he'll do it. I heard him yesterday driving into the office because he's on the same station as me here locally. He is just going absolutely all out now with propaganda. He was saying, if you don't take the MMR, if you don't take the whooping cough shot, your child is going to gasp for air and horribly, brutally die. And you ought to watch the videos online of children dying of whooping cough gasping. And if you don't take the flu shot, they're going to die. And you need to ask the school what percentage of the parents or kids are vaccinated. And if the kids aren't vaccinated at that school, you need to sue those parents that don't vaccinate. And we need to arrest these parents. And it needs to be illegal. Oh, the hoax isn't working, that it was the law to take the vaccines. There's all these articles where they're saying, oh, it's terrible, the New York Times. There are some counties in Northern California, highly educated, highly informed, the liberals finally woke up. Look out. Where 70%+, he was reading the statistics. I saw the article on InfoWars Friday. We had a link to it. I think it said 76%, a whole group of counties where they don't take the vaccine. And then he was going, they need to arrest those parents. They need to arrest them. They need to sue them. Why, your kids are going to get sick because theirs aren't vaccinated. Hey, Dr. Dean, If the kids have had the MMR and the anthrax and the smallpox and the hepatitis A, B, and C and the Gardasil and the 70-plus, people correct me, it's not 60-plus they now try to force, it's 70. And they're saying within 2 years it'll be over 100. We're talking almost every day a new shot. Oh, school time, here's your shot. That's totally normal. And all the times vaccines have killed people. Look, I'm sure they can make a clean, good vaccine that wouldn't kill people dead in a hammer. And I believe in immunization if it was run by angels. But studies show it's causing autoimmune problems. We're not designed to have this stuff injected into us. It's kind of like antibiotics work, but now it's made all these super flesh-eating bacterias and is making it 10 times worse. You should use it very sparingly. But the vaccine makers make new ones all the time. They need to give it to somebody to make money. They come and lobby to do it. I mean, what? Can I stop at 100 shots a year? Oh, no, I'm sorry, 200. Oh, then 300. Then 365. How about 5,000 shots? You know, instead, oh, it's... That's what Brave New World's like, that the actual eugenicist, that book's based on reality. That's what Aldous Huxley wrote. Well, you can actually read the Brave New World written by the White House science czar, eco-science. In fact, have Aaron bring a few stacks of the books in here, because people need to see this. I ought to do a YouTube video. You ought to see my house. Just what's come in the last 2 weeks is giant stacks of evil books, because we're getting the actual quotes out of them. But I don't have time to pull all these quotes, video it all, and put it in the film, because I'm busy doing the radio. I'm not complaining either. It's just I've got too much evidence, too much evil. You know, Tarpley finally scanned the whole book. He's a speed reader. It was worse than we even thought. We got him coming back on tomorrow for part two about this. The point is they're trying to terrorize people now. And absolutely. If your kid's using intravenous drugs or sharing needles or having a bunch of sexual partners, they can get hepatitis. Why are they giving babies that? They're not going to be on heroin or having sexual partners. What's the biggest one-time exposure ever? School lunch program, 1996, over 9,000 children contracted hepatitis from the school lunch program from berries grown in Mexico sprayed with fresh human feces. Oh, honeypots work just fine, as they're called in Germany, if you let it brew for months. But you don't put live, fresh human feces on food. It'll kill you. It'll give you diseases. It'll give you salmonella. It'll give you hepatitis. It'll give you all sorts of stuff. I know that's radical, but eating fresh crap is not good for you. Just going to be honest. It's a fine fertilizer. People done it for thousands of years, but you've got to let it rot. And it's got to be mixed in with other stuff. There is a way to do it. Side issue. The point is that Mexico sprays live crap, fresh crap, hours after it goes down. They don't even have toilets in most of the places. Right after it goes in the stream. Look at these books. Tarpley has even more. Come on in here. I mean, this is just the stuff that came in last week. Well, there's Brave New World, the Cassandra Conference. We've got this one here, a strategic defense in the future of the arms race. And we've got another one here, global ecology. This is Holdren and Ehrlich, man in the ecosphere. I mean, we just got stacks of these. I know you've got stacks at home. They just go on and on. Aaron, just a quick question, we're going to calls. Have I even scratched the surface of what's in eco-science?
Not at all. And Holdren's tried to distance himself from these writings, but it's decade after decade.
We have C-SPAN of him saying it in 96. Oh, I'm sorry, you bastard. We have you.
He has dozens of books, and the ones he's worked on other books, too. I mean, it's a whole career. It's absurd.
This guy is like, I don't know, think of somebody that writes, you know, football books, who's written 30 football books. It's what he does. He talks about how to poison you and take your kids. I mean, you know, he's a psychopathic demon. He's worse than the worst James Bond villain. He is the James Bond villain from Moonraker. Let's pull up the James Bond villain from Moonraker. Let's Google that. You know, the mad scientist, industrialist who wants to kill the majority of the planet?
Yeah,
those movies are based on real people, folks. He is the Moonraker villain. And you find out they all have this view. This is the majority view, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, it's the dominant view going back to the 1900s eugenics.
You had more than this. Just last week I saw like four stacks of books.
Those are just the Holdrens right there.
No, I wanted all the eugenics books.
I mean,
tell folks how many Tarpley books you've got.
Well, Tarpley had another four or five when we went to interview him. And I know I've seen the list. There's just like probably dozens and dozens of books.
Yeah, no, I had my wife order.
Just the Holdren.
I didn't count, probably 30.
Yeah.
30 came in, and I'm just flipping to the index, and it's just everywhere. Sterilization, everything.
And we know he's proud of eco-science because it's on that bookshelf and that...
All the big interviews he does is eco-science right behind him. Oh, I'm not for this book. It's just right here. Oh, my God, I love it. And Holden's like... Oh, I'm doing a TV interview? Yes. Oh, here, let me... Oh, yeah, there's the villain. There's Holdren. He even looks like Holdren. Oh, my God. Put him right next to Holdren. Oh, my God. I think we're on to something here.
Could be.
I'll see you, Commander.
Thanks.
Well, Ian Fleming, that wrote the James Bond books, was MI6. Before that, he was OSS, and he said, oh, take your books. Yeah, these are just the ones by Holdren here. Take your books, Aaron. All right, here you go. Call him Aaron. That's how Paul pronounces his name. I like Aaron better than Aaron. Aaron, good job, Commander. Back into the nest. All right, let's take a few calls here. Sean in Minnesota, thank you for holding.
Hi, hello, Alex. I have an idea for how folks could send a frightening message to the bankers. And what that is every year, when April 15th comes around, don't send one stinking penny to the IRS. And the reason I'm suggesting that, Alex, is because if you think of it in terms of those collection agencies who will call you and hound you if you fall delinquent on an account, well, that's essentially what the IRS is. The IRS is...
Have you noticed that you fill out your income tax check to the Federal Reserve? It goes right into Geithner's hand. He goes, thank you. I'm the Moonraker villain. I'm going to kill you. I mean, who could make that up? How freakish is it that it's not enough that they steal all our labor, that they want to kill us? Because, you know, the elite are tired of crowds and people. And I've been there when some of the local environmentalists show up at Hamilton Pool and I'm swimming. They're like, what are they doing here? This should be off limits to humans. They're just control freaks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the thing. See, none of the money that the IRS collects from citizens goes to the government. The government does not cash any of your checks.
Yes, not one red cent, as Reagan's commission showed in 81, goes to run the government. Because we didn't have the income tax until 1913, didn't become popular until the mid-50s. All the other government taxes fund the government. It all goes to the private banks. That's why they've got to create a huge debt, because it only goes to the interest, and they always make our debt bigger. Just like a pimp controls his prostitutes. We are the whores of the earth.
Yes. So what I'm thinking is, if we could get, I don't think it would even take all of the citizenry. I think if we could get at least half or somewhere thereabout of people not sending nothing to the IRS on April 15th, I can't say that it would do...
Well, that's already happened. I mean, there's now over 50 million non-filers. The system's panicking. Good to hear from you. By the way, I haven't really plugged this all day. We're under massive censorship, and I really dropped the ball. I'm going to start the show tomorrow with a report on this. Because, see, they ban us once wrongfully. We prove it's a fraud. They put us back up. They say, oh, we are the First Amendment. We only take down hate speech. So people say, well, YouTube's a private channel. They can take you down if they want. That's not what they're doing. They hold out that they're a public commons. They hold that out. That's what made them big. It's in our article. We have the screenshots from them. And they're saying it's racist. They're saying that the T-shirt that we show, well, actually we're showing the flyers in that, is racist. And so they're taking down our videos. Now, folks, you're allowed to show the president as bad and as the Joker. They are creating racism, making it about this issue. Don't you see what they're doing? Now, when weak-minded people see these posters, they think it's racial. So the answer is not give in to them. I'm going to start wearing the Joker shirt at least once a week out in public and on the TV show, and I'm selling the T-shirts, and I've got a free flyer you can download in a contest where you can put the most of them up. So please check that out at InfoWars.com. Let's take another call here. Ronnie in Texas, go ahead.
Reaper Seed, hey, that's my historical pun, using a literary humor as a nonviolent weapon. Thank you, sir.
But see, also, in the way of being nonviolent, it gets all of us to go, I'm nonviolent, when we're not violent. They're the ones that are violent. They're the ones trying to chill free speech. They're the tyrants.
That's right. And I was fiercely attacked verbally twice on Saturday. One was a sincerely confused fellow shopper, a stranger at non-corporate Wheatfield Food Co-op, who was just furious with me about Doggett's political meltdown the other day. And I suppose he was furious with me because I had my omnipresent Ron Paul T-shirt on, and I was carrying a Ron Paul sign in my.
So see, one of these people who's been conned by Obama, who's lied about everything, he runs over and got in your face because how dare you in America? So now the shirt you were wearing was wrong. You're not allowed. See, oh my, think how un-American these people are. What did he say about your evil shirt?
Well, he didn't like that, or he didn't like my Day Globe baseball cap with provocative buttons like "Legalize peace and abortion is not health care." You know, other stuff. But later, he came up and he shook my hand, or I shook his hand, as we agreed to disagree and be amicable. And then later, actually that day, I was also attacked in a local nursery when this guy...
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. They're the ones attacking us. I've run into people I've known for over a decade, and they just are like, look at me going, oh, I can't believe it, I don't like you.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Folks, that's why I wanted to take a ton of calls today, and I did okay. We're going to try again tomorrow to take a lot of calls, even though I got two big guests tomorrow. Some even bigger guests throughout the week. We got a huge guest on Monday, but he rescheduled. In fact, is that guest on next week or Friday? Thursday. Okay. Oh, Thursday. Day's in now. Okay. We had two big guests rescheduled Friday and today, but they're reset. Yeah, everywhere I go, it's happening to me. People I've known for years are like, what's your problem with Obama out of the gates? And I'm like, Well, I was against Bush, too. He's lying. Secret arrest, wars continuing, Bill of Rights, Constitution, warrantless wiretapping. You know, I'm for freedom and liberty. I'm not for these people. I mean, if Ron Paul got in office, say, as president, and started flip-flopping in any way, I'll come after him. And you know what? I'm going to have Ron Paul people in my face. Man, I don't understand why people like being punked. I just don't understand. But I'll tell you why this is happening. Obama is sending emails out and posting on the White House. Help me. You're my friend. You know, like I'm going to read some of these tomorrow. We posted it up on Infowars.com. They need to have a personal relationship. And he's like, go out and confront these people. Go out and shield these poor congressmen. Go out and stand up against these dangerous racists. That's what the White House is saying. And these, the president asked me to fight the Klan. Meanwhile, this poor guy, Ronnie, is, you know, walking around with his Ron Paul shirt, getting some lettuce. Oh, hi, you evil racist scum-filled trash. What are you doing to Lloyd Doggett? He's like, oh, hi, I just don't want the Federal Reserve to hurt us. Shut up, you liar, you're evil. I mean, that's basically the self-righteous Nazis. Just like the Bush supporters were a bunch of scum, mindlessly calling us traitors. Man, I'm so sick of dumb, stupid, ignorant people that don't know anything about politics or how the world works, all self-righteously in my face. You know what? I just realize they're stupid slaves, and I don't even get angry at them usually when they're in person now. I just look at them sadly because they're so stupid. The Republicans still think WMDs were found. These Obama people now go, okay, he is lying, but that's what he has to do to stop the Republicans. I wanted to go to Eric and Lori and Steve and everybody else. Cody, finish up what happened. So the next person who came after you, you said this happened where?
This is Ronnie. I was saying that at home.
Ronnie!
Yeah, my Chuck Baldwin signs, which are still up, you know, for president, are still up in front of my house. They've been vandalized. So the one, especially the one that said, stop illegal aliens. That one, I guess that's provocative to illegal aliens. So they've torn that one down.
Well, you know, it's okay in Mexico for them to chant and cheer when 9/11 happened when they thought it was, that was on the news. You know, they're chanting, Osama, Osama, we love you, in Spanish. We can pull that up, in fact. But it's like, it's so sick. I appreciate your call. Everybody's allowed to have an opinion if they work for the bankers, if they're on the banker payroll to bring down America. But the minute you are not on the banker payroll, you're the enemy. And who's enslaving the poor people of Mexico? If we force the illegals to stay down there, they get their country back. But see, it's a steam valve. Oh, it's sick. Let's talk to, I'm out of time. Cody and others, call me back tomorrow. We're going to start the show with Eric Prince. See, I subconsciously don't want to cover this because raping children, swapping wives, murdering people, murdering your own employees. This is mainstream news, Time Magazine. Raw story. It's also in The Nation. This is alleged in federal. The FBI saying this. This is in the federal. Blackwater's own employees. And just think of what we know Blackwater's done and other contractors on video shooting families for fun and laughing about it. Don't those contractors know the bad mojo they're getting for their family and themselves? See, they don't. These evil people don't realize what you do happens to you while you're alive. They don't believe in life after death, but they don't know the universe. Man, these people are bold. Because when you kill kids, folks, it comes back on you. Retransmission starts now. Great job, crew. Get the Obama fascist T-shirt. Wear it proud. Big show tomorrow. Stay with us. Ah!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.